If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Jeremiah 29. What is the principal problem with the believer today? We have become oversaturated with failure, so much so that we've become numb to it. We expect it, we confess it, and when it happens, we seem to simply say, it's my birthright, it's my lot in life. Because we are so prone to accept defeat, failure, sickness, disease, and poverty, because for some reason we think it's part of our birthright as African American people, that we enter into a victorious position as Christians and we lack the ability to maintain it. So what do we do when we run into those situations that often throw us off course? We demonize it. And by demonizing it, we remove our responsibility for that particular action. The phrase of Flip Wilson of the 70s, the devil made me do it. So everything now becomes centered around the devil. Now, please do not misunderstand. I believe that there is a devil. I believe that he is powerful. I believe that he maintains a kingdom and he has operative skills. However, I also believe in God, who is all powerful, who also has a kingdom that negates the devil's kingdom. But the enemy is so subtle that he will use those natural barriers that we've been so hard-pressed to free ourselves of, that we find ourselves trying to take the kingdom of God and process it through our natural failures. How do we view God? It depends on how your life evolved as a child, then a young adult. If you see God as sort of like the genie in the lamp, chances are you came from a deeply impoverished life and you were told that the Lord would just fix all of your economic problems. And so our concepts of God have to change. We must understand that God is sovereign. Sovereignty is not a word that's often used in Pentecostal settings, because we've been misled. We've been taught to believe that if we pray, we can pray every situation to the place where it's satisfactory for us. It's not biblical. You serve a sovereign God who does what he wants, but expects you to trust him in that process. Realizing some basic tenets. Number one, realize that God is good. That God is good in spite of what you are going through. That God is good in spite of the medical report. God is good in spite of the economic picture. God is still good, and he's still God in spite of what the United States Supreme Court has just approved. I was watching something on television the other day, and it was about the street gangs that permeate different areas in our country. And they were talking about this one gang that was in Detroit, and it was talking about their murder rate and how often they killed people with no regard for human life. And as the boy was bragging about the people that he killed, I started thinking, one day he's going to meet Jesus. See, what you have to understand is when you commit those heinous crimes and sins, that person's blood cries to God for vengeance. Just like it did in the Old Testament with Abel. When Cain killed his brother, God said, your brother's blood is crying to me. We need to understand that God is not letting us get away with hurting people and then think we can come into church and just begin to act like we're supernaturally safe. And so I need you to see how God is pushing us to victory, but that victory has to be mixed with an understanding of the character of God. And so today we're going to continue the thought of pressing into victory. And I underscore the term to press into victory because many of us have become lazy because of our theology. Our theology now is what I call TBN theology. And TBN theology removes responsibility and just puts us in the role to receive from God without any responsible actions on our part. And there are many people who just want God's blessings but no relationship. You understand the scope of relationship. Relationship is so dynamic with God that if the relationship is right, you get whatever you want. Whenever I go someplace or I go on vacation or something and Lady Lambert is with me, she doesn't have to ask for special treatment on her own. It's because she's connected to me. When that register is signed, it's signed Mr. and Mrs. So every benefit that comes to me comes to her, and she don't even have to ask for it because of who she's associated with, because she stood by me when we didn't have anything. You understand? She didn't say, oh, all we have is a 12-inch black and white TV with the antenna made out of a hanger and aluminum foil. I'm going to leave you for somebody better. So now, as God begins to give us the reaping of our sowing, she earned it. Well, listen to me carefully, because I know there are a lot of you that say you can't earn God's blessings. Well, not from the economic sense of earning it, but you do get some things because you've suffered a while. There are some benefits that come to you because God has said you went through this thing, and because you went through it, I'm going to give you this. Now, how is this reality? Number one, you must understand the heart of your father. You must understand the heart of your father. You must understand the heart of your father. She does not have to call me for every purchase. She has a card with her name on it, not mine, but the bill comes to me. She was in New York once and went to purchase something that the card company knew I don't purchase. So when she purchased it, they called me. And because I knew what she was doing, I validated it through the company. She asked something in my name, and it came to her because of the relationship. Now, the company had to check with me to make sure that it was approved, because some devils can try to mess up your identification. But that's why Jesus said, if you ask in my name, and if you are connected to us by the Holy Spirit, God will do what you ask him to do if there is a substantive relationship. Now, many of you today do not feel victorious due to an abundance of reasons. Maybe you're sick, and you can get tired of being sick. Maybe you're frustrated because life is not going down the road you anticipated so many years ago. Or maybe you're just plain tired of dealing with people. Whatever the reason, I want to tell you today that it looks bad, but God is still in charge. And I need again for you to see the heart of God. God is orchestrating this entire event. Even though the devil is throwing stuff at you, God is still orchestrating it. I need you to see this. God gave Joseph a vision. The vision was a vision of greatness. Joseph made a mistake and told the wrong people. When you tell your vision to the wrong people, they will seek to bring you down. But God knew about it. So when they took him and threw him in a pit, God was with them. He was right there, because it was God that put it in the heart of the older brother and said to him, tell him to get your brother out of that pit. Don't let him stay in there and die. And then he said, let's sell him into slavery. But what you didn't know was that the fulfillment of that vision necessitated Joseph being in another place. But he knew Joseph couldn't get to the other place on his own. So God used a negative situation to bring him to his place of destiny. You are too busy trying to get God to remove the negative situation when you need to find out if God is using that negative situation to bring you to a positive end. And so at the end of the story, Joseph told his brothers, you meant it for evil, but God. See, the enemy has convinced you that the negative things that you are experiencing are because you've committed some kind of sin. No. Because you committed sin, Jesus went to the cross. So the sin issue is dealt with. Jesus said, it's finished. Your sin issues are dealt with. Sin has nothing else to gain in your life. It has been dealt with by the cross. And God expects you to live holy. He expects you to live in obedience. And if you don't, he will chastise you. He won't throw you back into sin, but he will correct your behavior. Now, Jesus paid for your sins, past, present, and future. That means if you sin tomorrow, Jesus' death already covered that sin. That's why all you need is 1 John 1:9. Father, I messed up. Please forgive me. You don't have to go all the way back to the first day you met Jesus. It's covered. Now, again, that's not a license to go out and sin, but it's comforting knowing that it's already taken care of. I don't need to crucify Jesus afresh. I don't need to go out and humble myself and go through the sinner's prayer and act. No, I've fallen, I get up. I don't have to lay there wallowing in self-pity. God knew we were no good when he saved us. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that seeketh after thee. The heart is desperately wicked. God knew of our total depravity, but he put his spirit in us anyway. God, that man is too much. He put the best gift he could ever give you inside of these flesh and blood bodies that are subject to failure, and then covered you with his grace, wrapped you up in his love, and then deals with you based on his goodness and not our own. Lord, make you want to holler.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
07115A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm Bishop Eric Lambert of the Bethel Deliverance International Church. I want to invite you to our Holy Convocation 2015. This year, our theme is Power to Be Effective Witnesses. And so as our fellowship gathers, we're going to look at the Word of God and teach the people how to become more effective in their witnessing for Christ. How do we reach the lost so Christ can be glorified? This year, our special guest preachers will be Bishop David Evans of Bethany Baptist Church of Lindenwald, New Jersey. Our dear friend Bishop Evans comes to bring us a relevant word of God, and we're looking forward to the time we spend with him.
If I believe day and night, if I believe hot and cold, if I believe summer and winter, why do I struggle in my faith with seed time and harvest?
On Thursday night, Pastor Arlington Medley will be with us. And this man of God brings a word that both encourages us and causes us to seek God more.
God has come in my life in a certain way that now everything.
And on Friday night, yours truly, Bishop Eric Lambert, will be bringing the word of God. And I'll be focusing on how to be an effective witness in these last days.
You got to learn how to review simple things so that when big stuff comes, your faith is already taken care of.
During the week, we're going to have seminars and sessions during the daytime so that you, the people of God, can come together, hear the word of God, and receive food to grow up. This is an exciting time, and we want you to share in our holy convocation. Now, those dates are August the 12th through the 14th. And this year, by the grace of God, we'll be meeting at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Pastors, congregations, friends of this ministry, those who watch our broadcast, we invite you to come and share with us. I'll be seeing you at Holy Convocation 2015.